This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath our mighty hand today, just to thank you and to praise you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. Now, precious fathers, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Pray the people's heart today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering prayers and honoring requests. But most of all, thank you for saving souls. Hallelujah. That the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to Proverbs 11, chapter verses 10 and 11, and we're also going to be looking at Proverbs 14, verses 34. In the word of God, hallelujah, we thank God for his word tonight. We thank him for his word because his word will not return to him void. We thank God because he's a merciful and gracious God. Hallelujah. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verses 10 and 11 reads, when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. And when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessings of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Proverbs 10, verse 34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. This is the word of God for the people of God, and we thank God for his word. We thank God that his word will not return to him void. We thank God because his word is settled. It's settled in heaven as well as here on earth. Hallelujah. So pray with us and for us as we bring forth the word tonight. And tonight we're going to be talking about righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach or a disgrace to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. People of God, all those that are listening in today, and those that will be listening in a later time, we thank God that we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's full of compassion, full of love, grace, and mercy. We thank God for each and every day that he has allowed us thus far to be here in the land of the living. That we're on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. We thank God for all those that are still here, that God has given us an opportunity to get right with him, given us an opportunity to make sure that our house is in order. So we don't take what we do lightly. We just thank God because of his grace and mercy. that he knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and whose people God hath chosen as his inheritance. Saints of God, believers of Christ, we are living in a nation, the United States of America, in which our conduct is being governed not by the moral laws of God, but by the popular culture of our time. I'm going to say that again because it bears to be repeated. People of God, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord and whose people God have chosen as his inheritance. We are living in a nation, this United States of America, in which our conduct is being governed not by the moral laws of God, but by the popular culture of our times. Yes, I'm talking about people that are still living in the world, people that are still bound by sin. Even as born-again believers, we have to make sure that our preparation time each and every day is done as unto the Lord. Because God is the only one that can keep us in a world of iniquity. Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear and rule, the people mourn. You see, people of God, people as a whole assume that it is possible to have morality without God, not realizing that the whole basis of morality is the instinct of God, the existence of God, and the principles that he have put into place. Again, we must be reminded that in Proverbs 14, verse 34, our subject verse, that says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. We know that the wages of sin is death, and sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages, and the wages of sin is death. In the verse of scriptures that I've read, the word righteous in this verse of scripture, it refers to a nation that adheres to God's righteous standard as found in God's moral law. Notice, it is not the Republican Party or the Democratic Party who exalts the nation. No, a nation is exalted only by righteousness. Here in the book of Numbers 23, verse 19, the word of God says that God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Yes, God is not like the weather. He's the same all the time. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He is a God of his word, and God is faithful to his word, and he's faithful to himself. People sometimes are, at the time they may say things, and they may mean what they say. But because of the issues of life, because of pressure, Hallelujah, that's coming from every direction. People's mind changes like the weather. It's sometimes cloudy, and it's sometimes sunny. But one thing about God, God is the same all the time. So people of God, we should understand that without the reality of an eternal God, there is not no moral absolutes. Child of God, if our nation, yes, I'm talking about the United States of America, continue to descend into a godless, entertained, centered moral belief that holds no fear of God and no reverence for his commands, we will perish as a nation. Yes, the United States of America may be at a crossroad at this hour, but God is still merciful. He will deal with us. He will bring us to that place to where we have to consider whether to serve him 100% or serve him at all. So people of God, these are trying times. These are difficult times. But this is the time to look within and see where you are as far as your stand with God. Bible says, let's examine ourselves as followers of Jesus to make sure that we're in the faith, to make sure that we're in right standing with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three operate as one, agree as one. So church, hallelujah, in these times that we are living in this time of pandemic, in this time of being quarantined at the house, we dare not be passive or inactive. We dare not just sit around by and watch the demise, the passing away of this great nation. Yes, no, we as the church have to rise up and stand up for righteousness' sake. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. This is a promise that is conditional. This is a promise that God has given to his people. When you see if, it is a two-letter word, but it carries a lot of weight. It is a covenant that God has established with his people. But if it's conditional, again, he said, if my people, which God is doing, a covenant is two-party. And in order for it to be honored, in order for it to be effective, we must contribute to each side to do their responsibility. God will do his part. But the question is, will you do your part? So if my people, which are called by my name, not Tebow's name, but by Jehovah God's name, by the God that sits high and looks low, by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, here it says, shall humble themselves, come to God humbly, with bended knees and bowed down hands, come in his presence, ask him to have mercy, to extend grace and mercy upon your life. And then we must pray. Bible says to pray without ceasing. Luke 18, verse 1, the the part B of the verse. It says, men ought always to pray and don't faint or lose heart. Pray. Pray when things are going good. Pray when things are not so good. But pray. Not always audibly, but have the attitude, the mindset to pray, even throughout the day, and asking God to forgive you, to lead you, to guide you. Because the Bible says them are led by the Spirit of God or the sons of God. And then we must seek his face. Go in our prayer closet. Seek him early in the morning. Before you do anything else, have a time of devotion with him. Ask him for the instruction to give you on a personal basis. Hallelujah. And then after we do this, we must seek him while he may be found. Draw nigh to him and he'll draw nigh to you. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. Then the next thing that we must do as God's people in covenant with him, we must turn from our wicked ways. And then we must, and then he will hear. We know whether we're in sin or not. Bible says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, you may have missed the mark. Just come to him. Repent of your sin. Let him know how sorry you are for your shortcomings. Ask him to forgive you. Once he forgives you, he'll put it in the sea of forgetfulness to remember it no more. But once he forgive you of that sin, don't go back to it. No. Ask him to help you, to build you up in the faith, to build you up in the areas where you are weak. Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. He shall make us, we shall rise up as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. He will forgive our sins and he will heal the land. And indeed, when we look around in 2020, during this time of pandemic, indeed, the land that we are living in needs a healing. It starts with us, individually as well as collectively. Yes, people of God, it is time for us as followers of Christ, for the church as a whole, to rise up and shine again. People of God, we can keep our own lives pure before God, remaining ultimately committed to God and his moral laws in our own personal experience with him. Remember that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach or a disgrace to any people. Yes, God, he's awesome. The government can never keep us from exhibiting the Ten Commandments in our personal walk and our personal daily behavior as children of God. You see, Christian behavior is growing increasingly distant from that of the world around us. Sure, there is pressure everywhere you turn to where the enemy, the devil, Bible says in John 10:10, he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So remember what the Apostle Paul told the Philippian church in Philippians 2, verse 14 and 15. He says, do all things without grumbling and disputing, that ye may be blameless and innocent, the children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. You see, people demonstrate for all sort of causes and all sort of issues. But beloved child of God, you can demonstrate in your personal walk, by your behavior, who you are and whose you are. Because Jesus called you, and he called upon every follower of his to be the light and salt in a dark and tasteless world. He calls upon us to make a difference, for us to bloom where we are planted in order to become a blessing. So you see, Jesus is the one that have called you. God have called you for such a time as this. He have called us to make a difference in our families, our friends, our society, our churches, in all areas of life, in order for us to bloom where we are planted at, in order to become a blessing to others. So remember that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. You see, the remedy for sin is found only in Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Here in the Word of God, again, just to be reminded that Proverbs 14:34, it says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach, a disgrace to any people. So as a Christian citizen, we are obligated to speak, to vote, and to live out the kingdom of God principles in a society in which we live in. This includes political action in the name of truth and in righteousness. You see, our nation, evil is becoming a reproach, a disgrace to its own people and to their God. So reproach means expression of rebuke, disapproval, a cause of blame, discredit, or disgrace. So brothers and sisters in Christ, fortunately, the Word of God, as well as history, offers sound counsel to people of faith in order to guide their political will and voting decision. Yes, we have that privilege. Yes, we have been given the right to vote, the right to express our godly opinion. So we have to get up. We have to rise up. We have to shine in the social as well as political arena, because righteousness exalts the nation. So people of God, only God honoring policies and God-fearing leaders, which leads to God-fearing action, can exalt a nation in righteousness. Proverbs 28, verse 12 says, when righteous men do rejoice. There is great glory. But when the wicked wrath, a man is hidden. So do you know what the God of the universe wants? He wants righteousness to prevail in this nation, this United States of America that we are living in. He's given us another chance to get right with him. He is extending grace, mercy, and love. So during this time where we are at the home in the privacy of our dwelling, let us take time to look within, to reflect upon our personal walk with God, to make sure that our lives is in alignment with the will of God for us as his children. Yes, born again believers. Yes, people of God, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is willing and able to set us free, that is willing and able to keep us for such a time as this. Yes, we must take a time and look before we point the finger at someone else. God is good and mercy to be praised.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yeah, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Thank you.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Hallelujah. And he loves you too. What a blessing to know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. And he loves us. He loves us. Yes, he do. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we are thankful and grateful for God's word. Hallelujah. We are talking about righteousness exalts a nation. Hallelujah. But sin is a reproach or a disgrace to any people. Here, to be righteous, hallelujah, means to meet a standard of right behavior. God's law that is given in the Bible are the standard for righteousness. Yes, people always want to change different laws. But when it comes to absolute truth, a standard of righteousness can only be found in God's word, his moral law. Thank you, Jesus. Men are always trying to change the laws. But God's laws cannot be changed because the principles of his laws has been already set by him. Hallelujah. So God's law that is given in the Bible are the standard for righteousness. Here in the book of Proverbs, again, the opposite of righteousness are wickedness. The righteous are God-centered, while the wicked are self. I'm going to say that again. When we talk about righteousness, again, as I stated, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach or disgrace to any people. And that also mentioned that God's law that are given in the Bible are the standard for righteousness. So when we want to do right and live right, when we want to be in right standing with God, we have to be, the righteous are God-centered, while the wicked are self-centered. The righteous reverence God, while the wicked despise him. The righteous act justly towards their neighbor, friends, and family, while the wicked take advantage of people and situations. The righteous trust in God, while the wicked trust in self, or things, money, and power. All these attributes that we are talking about, we see it ever so present all around us in 2020, in the world, as well as sometimes in people's personal lives. But here the scripture says, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, first trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Believers of Christ, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy path. Again, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. You see, the righteous strive for obedience to God's law, while the wicked break God's law without remorse, shame, or feeling of guilt. That is the difference between living right and living contrary to what God's word states. Living wickedly, living to satisfy self, living to do things the Burger King way, your way, and not God's way. So people of God, in the eyes of God, greatness is a measure. Greatness is a measurement of righteousness. True righteousness and greatness becomes only possible through the cleansing of sin by Jesus Christ and by the indwelling of God's only true righteousness and greatness is only possible through the cleansing of sin and by Jesus Christ and by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And when we use the word sons, it's included, daughters are included in that. Because there's neither male nor female once we come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we as a people who has no ability to achieve righteousness and in and of ourselves. In the book of Isaiah, it talks about man's righteousness or his filthy rags in the eyes of God. Only because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, he has made a way for us as born-again believers, because we was born in sin. The Bible says, without the shedding of the blood, there'll be no forgiveness. But because of Jesus' blood that was shed on Calvary, his righteousness was placed upon the penalty that we, as individuals, that was lost, that was bound to go to hell. But because of Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life, when God looks at us as born-again believers, after our sins have been forgiven, he looks at us through the eyes of his Son, Jesus Christ. He became that ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Here the word says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, for God has made Jesus to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. So on the cross, Jesus exchanged our sin for his perfect righteousness so that we can one day stand before God and he will not see our sin, but the holy righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank God for Jesus tonight, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that became the ultimate sacrifice, the one that bridged the gap between God and man, the one that made it possible to come back in alignment with God and his will for our lives. Here in the book of Proverbs 28, verse 28, it says, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase. So righteousness, exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Here the book of Proverbs teaches us that the character of a leader greatly impacts a nation, either for better or for worse. So his or her values will determine who is the selected is selected as ambassador, advisors, cabinet members, Supreme Court justice, and so on. This is pertaining to the president, vice president, congressman, all those that hold an office of authority. We must pray for those that hold an office of authority on a daily basis. So these, in turn, will influence policies and programs that affect not just them, but that affect the entire nation that we are living in. So despite of what people may say, character does matter, especially in a leadership position, because a nation cannot go unaffected when its leaders are godless and immoral. Yes, in this United States of America that we are living in, we must pray for our leaders in our country, our local leaders, as well as those in the White House, and in our house, and in all places of authority, because righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach or a disgrace to any people. So doing what is right exalts a nation. So therefore, if we want to be exalted and blessed, we must choose constantly to do what is right, because truth is in the eyes of the beholder. The word of God is absolute truth. Bible says, Jesus said in his word, whom the Son set is free indeed. And as disciples of his, if we learn the truth for ourselves, we'll be free, living in truth indeed. So we as a nation, as a people, individually as well as collectively, we must return to an absolute truth that lays down absolute morals by which we are to live. Righteousness will come only by grace through faith. Righteousness will come to us as we turn from our own sinful ways and selfish wounds and turn to Jesus Christ, the one who came to die for our sins. Righteousness that will exalt our nation will only come with a return to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then we are saved, we are redeemed and regenerated so that we desire to do God's will. See, the word of God says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, brethren, by the mercy of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may know what the perfect will of God is for our lives. So, people of God, remember this, that righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Again, here in Proverbs 11, verse 10 through 11, when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, they are shouting. By the blessings of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. So people of God, it should not shock us that we are a nation that have shown righteousness. That's why the churches today, as they open up in 2020, don't hold fast to things that is not right, but hold fast to truth and the spreading of the gospel, because of a lack of a Christian presence among the governing elite of our land. This has led to a lack of respect for our founding faith. Yes, this country has been founded on faith, founded as a Christian nation. And it's up to us as a church, the believers of Christ, to be the intercessors, to stand in the gap, and to pray that God would allow a spiritual awakening to take place in this country of ours. Thus, we have become a people who more and more legislate as the new righteousness of our land. So people of God, this nation, the United States of America, has decided to say, because of pressure from ungodly influence and authority, they are saying now that it's an open season on unwanted babies, and they call it legalized abortion or a woman's right to choose. Also to decide that work, as we know it, is no longer a sacred duty, but act like it is mercy to provide a living without requiring labor. When the word of God declares, if a man don't work, he don't eat. So as a nation here in the United States of America, because of ungodly people in high places, in places of leadership, ungodly, have decided that homosexuality is not an abomination, but it is an alternative lifestyle. Scandal after scandal rock our state houses and church houses as the concept of integrity in leadership, which fades as a mere memory of the past. Also in this nation of ours, banks and businesses fail because we have reared a generation of crooks who no longer think that thou shalt not steal. It applies not to them. Does all these things shock you? It should not, because sin is a disgrace to any people. So people of God, believers of Christ, to reject the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that sits high and looks low, to reject the living God for the idols of our current generation here in 2020, it is an act of foolishness. It is foolishness because we as a people has rejected the fountain of living waters. To him, cistern, broken vessels, broken jars, they can't hold no water. even history itself, mocks our choices as we ignore this civilization that have fallen before us. Remember, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Child of God, 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in his or her body, according to that which has been done, whether it's good or bad. Yes, believers of God, we need to fear God, which is the beginning of wisdom, for us and for our nation. Then we need a nation, national, shaken spiritual revival that can see millions of souls come to Christ. God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank God tonight for his word, because his word will not return to him void. Yes, we must take into consideration and always know that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. So America, as we know it, needs a new birth of freedom, which comes when we have the character that our founding fathers had, looking to the God of the universe as our only hope. Now for revival and restoration, we don't have to be a majority, only a faithful few, wholly committed ones, praying, believing God in unity, that God can bring about a change in this world that we are living in. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word will not return to you void. I thank you, Father God, that righteousness exalts a nation. Hallelujah. But sin is a disgrace to any people. Precious Father, I'm asking just to have mercy. Extend grace and mercy upon us. Thank you for everything that you have done thus far. We pray and thanking you tonight for those that are listening in, those that will listen in at a later date. Let the anointing of God rest upon the word of God. Lord, and I thank you that after listening to the word of God, there may be one or there may be some under the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. Why is that right now, precious Father, by the word of God, that you will bring them to that place where they'll totally surrender all to you. They may be torn down from the floor up. Their back may be against the wall, don't know which way to go. Now, Father God, as they draw nigh to you, draw nigh to them, let them come to you with a repentant heart, feeling sorry for their sin. Let them confess to you the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them believe in their heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with their heart, they will believe on the righteousness, and with their mouth, confession is made unto salvation. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for lives being changed. Because of this, because of your word, you're standing with your arms, I will stretch out wide just to receive them into the beloved family of God. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray this night and pray evermore. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed the word that was shared with you tonight, and we hope that you can apply something that was said. Please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends, and have them join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you would like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, you may write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We love to hear your comments. We love to answer your questions. We love to be able to speak the topics that you would like to suggest. Also, if you'd like to further the gospel with this broadcast by sowing a seed, you may also send to that address. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We love you. God loves you. We pray that you have a safe and blessed, awesome weekend. And again, share the number 347-826-9424. 347-826-9424. And join us again, the Lord willing, on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much. God bless. Have a great weekend.